Andeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Vaishnavamsa Sagrachatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Sam Sivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Savita Shri Vishakhandhaṁ Shā Namā Vishupadāya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sikhi Namine Are you going to be responding?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Namaste Saraswati Deva Karavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pascacate Satarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda. Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva. Jaya Shri Shri Radha Radhanath Ki Jai. Shri Shri Nitai Gaura Hari Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bo. So now I will read a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5. Text 12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Please repeat. Sa Yada Anuvrata Pumsam Pashu Buddhi Vibhijyate Anya Esha Tata Anya Aham Iti Beda Gata Asati. Are you seeing the verse? Have you arranged to show the verse, or should I just recite the verse myself? Okay, I'll recite it myself. Sayad anuvrat Sayad anuvrata pumsam Pashu buddhir vibhidyate Anya esha tatanyoham Iti beda gatasati Sayad anuvrata pumsam Pashu buddhir vibhidyate Anya esha tatanyoham Iti beda gatasati Sa. You can repeat. That Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yada. When. Anuvrata. favorable or pleased. Pumsam. Of the conditioned souls. Pashubuddhi. The animalistic conception of life. I am the Supreme. And everyone is God. Vibhidyate is destroyed. Anya, another. Esha, this. Tata, as well as Anya, another. Aham, I. Iti, thus. Beda, distinction. Bata, having. Asati, which is disastrous. Translation. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased with the living entity because of his devotional service, one becomes a pundit and does not make distinctions between enemies, friends, and himself. Intelligently, he thinks, every one of us is an eternal servant of God, and therefore we are not different from one another. Please repeat. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased with the living entity, because of his devotional service, one becomes a pundit and does not make distinctions between enemies, friends, and himself. Intelligently, he thinks, every one of us is an eternal servant of God, and therefore we are not different from one another. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. When Prahlad Maharaja's teachers and demoniac father asked him how his intelligence had been polluted, Prahlad Maharaj said, as far as I'm concerned, my intelligence has not been polluted. Rather, by the grace of my spiritual master and by the grace of my Lord, Krishna, I have now learned that no one is my enemy and no one is my friend. We are all actually eternal servants of Krishna. But under the influence of the external energy, we think that we are separately situated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead as friends and enemies of one another. This mistaken idea has now been corrected. And therefore, unlike ordinary human beings, I no longer think that I am God and that others are my friends and enemies. Now I am rightly thinking that everyone is an eternal servant of God and that our duty is to serve the Supreme Master. For then we shall stand on the platform of oneness as servants. Srila Prabhupada often gave the example that people want brotherhood, universal brotherhood, but we cannot be brothers unless we have the same father. So when we accept God or Krishna as the Supreme Father, then naturally we will be brothers. And servants of the Supreme Lord, and as servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are all one. We're individual, but we're all one because we're all eternal servants of God. I continue with the purport. Demons think of everyone as a friend or enemy. But Vaishnavas say that since everyone is a servant of the Lord, everyone is on the same platform. Therefore, a Vaishnav treats other living entities neither as friends nor as enemies, but instead tries to spread Krishna consciousness, teaching everyone that we are all one as servants of the Supreme Lord, but are uselessly wasting our valuable lives by creating nations, communities, and other groups of friends and enemies. Everyone should come to the platform of Krishna consciousness and thus feel oneness as a servant of the Lord. Although there are 8,400,000 species of life, a Vaishnav feels this oneness. So, in a society of devotees, the members are conscious, or they should be conscious, that they are eternal servants of Krishna, and therefore they are all one. But here, Srila Prabhupada is saying that a Vaishnava feels oneness with all the living entities in the 8,400,000 species of life because they are all, by constitution, Jivar Swarupai Krishna and Nityadas. They are all constitutionally eternal servants of Krishna. The Ishopanishad advises ekat van anupashyataha. Ishopanishad, text 7. A devotee should see the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be situated in everyone's heart, and should also see every living entity as an eternal servant of the Lord. So the fact that the Lord, the Supreme Soul, keeps company with the individual soul within the heart is a manifestation of, or an expression of, the Lord's love for the living entity. So we should see that the Lord is situated in everyone's heart, and we should see that the Lord loves every living entity, and therefore we should also, in the mood of identifying ourselves with the purpose of the Lord, we should also feel love, or at least try to feel love for every living entity. A devotee should see the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be situated in everyone's heart, and should also see every living entity as an eternal servant of the Lord. This vision is called ekatvam, oneness. Although there is a relationship of master and servant, both master and servant are one because of their spiritual identity. This is also ekatvam. Thus, the conception of ekatvam for the Vaishnav is different from that of the Mayavadi. So Lord Chaitanya's sublime philosophy is Achintya Veda Ved Tattva, inconceivable, simultaneous, oneness and difference. There must be oneness between us and the Lord, otherwise there would be no chance of having any relationship with the Lord. There cannot be a relationship between two things that are completely different. But the difference that God is infinite and the living entity is infinitesimal defines the relationship, that the Lord is the master and the living entities are the servants. So it's beautiful. We're one with the Lord. We're spiritual, just like He is. But we're different. We're one in quality, but different in quantity. Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj how he had become antagonistic to his father. When a family member is killed by an enemy, all the members of the family would naturally be inimical to the murderer. But Hiranyakashipu saw that Prahlad had become friendly to the murderer. The family member who was killed by the Lord was Hiranyaksha, the brother of Hiranyakashipu. And as it is, Hiranyakashipu was inimical towards Lord Vishnu, but considering the Lord to be the murderer of his brother, he became even more inimical. And yet Prahlad was not inimical to the Lord, even though the Lord killed his uncle. So that's giving the background. So now I'll read it again. Hiranyakashipu asked Prahlad Maharaj how he had become antagonistic to his family. When a family member is killed by an enemy, all the members of the family would naturally be inimical to the murderer. But Hiranyakashipu saw that Prahlad had become friendly with the murderer, friendly with Vishnu. Therefore he asked, "Who has created this kind of intelligence in you? Have you developed this consciousness by yourself? Since you are a small boy, someone must have induced you to think in this way." So this was a big mystery, how Prahlad, whose father was a demon and whose teachers were demons and who had been taught by his father and teachers to be inimical to Vishnu. So how had he become favorable towards Vishnu? Of course, the mystery is understood through the narration in Srimad Bhagavatam that during the fighting between the demons and demigods, the demigods took possession of Prahlad's mother. And in fact, they were ready to kill her because she was pregnant, and they thought that she may be carrying within her womb another demon who will create havoc in the universe. So they were ready to kill her. But Narada came on the scene and he said, no, the soul within the womb is a great devotee. So Indra and the other demigods, respecting the words of Narada, circumambulated that devotee within the womb. Circumambulated Prahlad within the womb out of respect. And Narada took charge of Prahlad's mother and gave her shelter at his ashram. And while she was staying at his ashram, he instructed her in devotional service. And Prahlad, within the womb, heard the instructions of Narada Muni. Narada Muni became his spiritual master while he was within the womb. And thus, he was Krishna conscious. He became Krishna conscious. And Hiranyakashipu and his teachers and others in the palace could not understand how he had become Krishna conscious. So Hiranyakashipu asked, "Who has created this kind of intelligence in you? Have you developed this consciousness by yourself? Since you are a small boy, someone must have induced you to think in this way. Prahlad Maharaj wanted to reply that an attitude favorable toward Vishnu can develop only when the Lord is favorable. Sa Yadanu Vrata. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is the friend of everyone. Suridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatva Mam Shantim Richati. The Lord is never an enemy to any of the millions of living entities, but is always a friend to everyone. This is true understanding. If one thinks that the Lord is an enemy, his intelligence is pashubuddhi, the intelligence of an animal. He falsely thinks, I am different from my enemy, and my enemy is different from me. The enemy has done this, and therefore I shall retaliate. My duty is to kill him. This misconception is described in this verse as Beda Katasati. The actual fact is that everyone is a servant of the Lord, as confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jivera Swarupaya Krishnara Nityadas. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 20, Text 108. As servants of the Lord, we are one, and there can be no question of enmity or friendship. If one actually understands that every one of us is a servant of the Lord, where is the question of enemy or friend? Everyone should be friendly for the service of the Lord. This is very important. I'll repeat it. Everyone should be friendly for the service of the Lord. Everyone should praise another's service to the Lord and not be proud of his own service. Everyone should praise another's service to the Lord and not be proud of his own service. This is the way of Vaishnav thinking, Vaikuntha thinking. Now this concept of Vaikuntha thinking, I first heard about when I joined the Boston Temple. And Srila Prabhupada said, and it's true, that if one person in the temple is having difficulty, everyone in the temple is affected. And if one person in the temple is doing well, everyone is benefited. So he said the material conception is, if someone is having difficulty, we think, oh, that person's in Maya. I should avoid that person. But Vaikuntha thinking is, oh, that person is having difficulty, I should help that person. So, this is the way of Vaishnav thinking. Vaikuntha thinking. There may be rivalries and apparent competition between servants in performing service, but in the Vaikuntha planets, the service of another servant is appreciated, not condemned. This is Vaikuntha competition. There is no question of enmity between servants. Everyone should be allowed to render service to the Lord to the best of his ability, and everyone should appreciate the service of others. Such are the activities of Vaikuntha. Since everyone is a servant, everyone is on the same platform and is allowed to serve the Lord according to his ability. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matasmritir gyanam apohanam cha. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart, giving dictation according to the attitude of the servant. However, the Lord gives different dictation to the non-devotees and devotees. The non-devotees challenge the authority of the Supreme Lord, and therefore the Lord dictates in such a way that the non-devotee forgets the Lord's service life after life and is punished by the laws of nature. But when a devotee very sincerely wants to render service to the Lord dictates in a different way. Srila Prabhupada said that, he was referring specifically to the deity who is the Lord. But he said that if you see the deity as the Lord, he will speak with you. And if you see the deity as a piece of stone or metal or wood, then for you the deity will remain stone forever. As the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita 10:10, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam Tadami buddhiyogam tam yena mam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Everyone is actually a servant, not an enemy or friend, and everyone is working under different directions from the Lord, who directs each living entity according to his mentality. So we are preaching the method by which there can be unity in the world. And of course, for our preaching to be effective or most effective, we should exemplify, we should practice what we are preaching, and at least among the devotees have that sense of fellowship and brotherhood and oneness in service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his representative, specifically for us, his representative, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, shall we have questions, or what should we do next? Amongst all the equals, is there a spokesman?
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Well, it doesn't seem like there's been any questions from this side. I'm not sure about that. But one thing I can say is that not in a competitive spirit, but the cake that was prepared here in Stanton seems quite amazing. I think it may be time for your assistant to bring the
Well, do I get darshan of that cake?
And I think it will also be nice to hear Mishinga Pranam prayers from you as well.
Oh, I was planning. Yeah, I was planning.
This is the cake from Durban, Kumar.
Hi. Well,
The cake was baked by Nitya Manjari Mataji.
Oh, thank you, Nitya Manjari. Oh, there's the cake. There's the Johannesburg cake. They both look wonderful. Who made? Wow! Now I'm seeing the Durban one close up.
Hi, Krishna Guru Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances here from Durban. The cake that I baked for you this year, it seemed a birdcage. The birdcage represents the material world. And the cycle is depicted as the bird trapped inside the cage.
And wow.
The spiritual master is transcendently situated and is depicted as the bird outside the cage. He meets the cycle from the bondage of Maharaj's golden instruction.
That's beautiful. I mean, it's physically beautiful and spiritually beautiful. And deep. Wonderful. And then the Johannesburg cake? Who made the Johannesburg cake? Wow.
And explain her team. I think her team is all in space.
Jai. That's nice too. That's very nice.
Our cake is not in space in the
Yes, this is the rivalry and competition of Vaikuntha. I should see if Nanda Kishore is here. Well, that's nice. Both are nice. Definitely need a double dose of sweet drops. So, Nanda Kishore is here. So you can bring the cake, bring Ananda Chandrika's cake forward, and he can have darshan of the cake. And I don't know if it will make him, if it will pacify him or make him miss home more. But see, there's, you need to come down a little. There he is.
Thanks. Hi, Roll.
You need to get a little light on you. Oh. There. And see the one in Durban.
That's amazing.
Yeah. It's like the bird in the cage.
Yeah, Guru Maharaj is liberating us all. The cyclone, but from there.
Okay. So you're right, the kids aren't here, right? Okay. Sorry?
Would you like cake? Be the final judge?
Oh, they're so beautiful. Well, you decide. I mean, let me sing the Nrisinga prayers. Or what do you suggest?
Guru Maharaj, we do have one question. I've not had the problem. We just asked your question.
Hare Krishna.
This thing you were speaking about demons and a specific thing of Uchana, she goes back to Goloka Vrindavan, but her relationship is in awe and reverence. Her relationship.
Wait, what? Can you repeat that? Can you?
I'm speaking specifically about Uchana.
Oh, Putana.
But it's an open reverence, you know, that is born in Vaikuntha. But is that also in Goloka Vrindavan, born reverence?
I didn't know that Putana had on reverence. Oh, you mean from her previous life?
From
Sorry?
was reading this Chakravarti Thakur's commentary at the 10th canto, which says that she's actually very bad to Loka.
Yeah.
As a nurse.
Yeah, because she played the part of Krishna's mother, although her intention was different, but, you know, Krishna took it that she's my mother, and so when he sucked her milk and sucked out her life, she went to Goloka Vrindavan and attained a position like a mother of Krishna, like a nurse of Krishna. So, yeah. Yeah, Srila Prabhupada said that this is the nature of the Lord and of devotees, that they take the good side, they don't take the bad side. So Krishna took the good side that she came to feed me her breast milk. He didn't take the bad side that she came to poison me. And yeah, so Prabhupada said that's the nature of a noble person, that he takes the good side, he doesn't take the bad side. All right. So the Nrisimha prayers. Namaste Narasimhaya. Namaste Narasimhaya. Prahlada Rada Dayine, Hiranyakashipu Vakshaha. Shila Tankana Kalaye Ito Nishinga Parato Nishingo Yato yato yami tato nashinga. Bahi nashingo vidaye nashingo. Nrisimha madhyam saranam prapadye. Tava kara kamala vare Nakam Abhuta Shingam Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanubringam Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadishare. Jai Jagadishare. Jai Jagadishare. Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Jai Jagadishare Jai Jagadishare Jai Jagadishare Jayana Shrinadev, Jayana Shrinadev, Nishrinadev, Jayana Shrinadev. Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Jaya Prahlad Maharaj. Srinya Bhagavan ki jai. Prahlad Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Gaur. Two of my god sisters are coming to visit me, Kaushalya and Palika. And I told them 11:30. I thought I'd be free at 11:30, which is in 3 minutes. But while we were having our program, Kaushalya phoned. So let me see if there's a voice message. No, there's no voice message. So let me phone her and see what's happening.
Hello.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Guess what? We had some pretty bad traffic, so we're running a little late.
Okay. Well. Oh, okay. Well. We'll be here. We'll be here.
I just wanted to give you a heads up.
Yeah. I'm glad you let me know.
All right. We'll see you really soon.
Okay.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Well. I guess it's good news for the Guru Puja. She's stuck in traffic and is going to be late.
Maybe what we do is the Samson side, maybe, because otherwise there'll be two kirtans and it'll be in a different kirtan to each other. And maybe the Durban kirtan can be heard by you, and we'll have kirtan here as well. You won't hear that, just to, you know, to sound better on your side.
Okay.
Hi, Krishna Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much for sharing this day with us.
It's a pleasure.
It's been the best blessing ever.
It was a pleasure. So, have the devotees had prasad?
They will do that now.
Okay. All right. So, yes, thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Shri Nitai Gaura Hari ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Radhanath ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Mahaprasad ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.